Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Cash Patel confirmed. First things, everybody on Epstein's client list. No doubt, they are weeping with fear, while his living victims are weeping for joy. A refreshing new approach to Black History Month. No ethnic bashing. All positive and uplifting. Thank you, Trump. And Trump's latest tweaking of the left, long live the king. What's that about? The realignment of America's friends and foes. The big shakeup in the alignment of nations. Will NATO survive? RFK lays out his agenda, and it's not looking good for pharma and Gates. Pedo-Nimrodians operating under the cover of deep state fraud? Parents beware. Can you believe Obama's birth certificate issue? That's resurfacing again? Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I think we're going to wind up spending most of our time on the Cash Patel thing. I'll pick up anything we leave off the agenda in Saturday night's Brain Massage Live. Cash Patel confirmed. Cash has committed to reveal everyone on the Epstein's client list and to aggressively go after sex traffickers and especially those who work with child predators. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, warned the Senate. My prediction is if you vote for Cash Patel more than any other confirmation vote you make, you will come to regret this one to your grave. I yield my time. Funny. He didn't tell us why. Why would this particular confirmation vote follow them to their graves? Was he warning that the Soros Antifa gang members have been tasked to target each senator voting to confirm Cash? You know, using actual weapons? Surely he can't expect the FBI to SWAT them. Yeah, those squirrels. He can't be expecting AG Bondi to launch an investigation. That's not going to work. All the old tools for oppressing political enemies are taken out of their hands. He can't possibly believe any of these senators give a rip about attacks coming from the now defunct mainstream media. Well, let's see, but I can think of some folks who are very likely to regret Cash's confirmation to their dying day. Let's start with Schiff. No sooner was the vote to confirm announced, Schiff went out to the steps of the FBI building to make his statement. Let's go ahead and give it a listen.
This political hack does not deserve to be in this building. He can't do the job. He won't protect the public. He will misuse the resources of the Bureau. He will weaponize it against the president's political opponents rather than the protecting the safety, the public safety of the American people.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Schiff. Why is Adam Schiff so nervous about Cash Patel heading the FBI? Maybe it has something to do with this?
Adam Schiff is the worst criminal in Congress in the last 250 years. And what broke that we're going to talk about right now is Adam Schiff met with a whistleblower. Adam Schiff went to the podium day after day after day saying, I know nothing about this. We're not going to discuss it. We're going to protect it. And then he, Adam Schiff, led the prosecution of the impeachment trial in the Senate of President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schiff displayed symptoms of demonic possession during the Russian collusion hoax. Many other Christians noticed that. Satan, you know, can take the unsaved captive at his will. And then there are some who willingly cooperate with Satan, and I would suspect that's the case with Schiff. Danica Patrick, you might not be familiar with her. She's the the lady who led the Indy 500 and took a win at the pole position in the Daytona 500, and among other many distinctions, a model and so on. She, quote, drops a four-word reaction to Patel's confirmation. Here they are. Bring it on, Cash. Well, the FBI blue-checked post for the FBI posted a one-word response. I can't say it, but let's just say it's a one-word euphemism for what is usually followed by and preceded by O. Anyway, the left is screaming about an enemies list created by Cash Patel. MSN writes an article, "Who are the 60 people on Cash Patel's enemies list?" It's taken from an appendix. It's Appendix B in his book, Government Gangsters. When Patel published the book, the list was presented to identify members of the deep state alternate government operating within the United States government to undermine any president, not controlled by the globalists. So they serve as the globalists' reach into our government. I'm not going to read them all here, but I have a link so you can see the complete list. Lloyd Austin, Biden Defense Secretary. Remember James Baker? Yeah, he's on the list. Bill Barr. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
James Comey. John Brennan. That's Obama's CIA director. Hillary Clinton. And no one's surprised. Merrick Garland, Biden's AG. Remember Jankowicz? That's Biden's director of disinformation governance. I don't know, whatever. And then General Milley, Obama-Biden joint chiefs of staff. And then Strzok and Page. And then former FBI director Christopher Wray, to name a dirty dozen of the 60. You'll notice that Schiff is not on the list, and perhaps some who are going to be seen to be on the Epstein's client list are also omitted on this one. You see, it's not a comprehensive list of criminals operating in our government on behalf of Alt America. That list identifies those Patel knew to be active members of the deep state bureaucracy, which identifies the unelected government employees who operated in collusion as alt-America under the orders from, TBD, to be determined. That's going to be an interesting mystery revealed. Now, I had placed what I'm going to bring out right now in a footnote. But, you know, as I was preparing the footnote, I began to realize, now we need to make this part of the main part of the show here. I'm using alt-America to identify the deep state shadow government operating within the constitutional American government to undermine America as founded and to destroy it from within. That's what I mean by alt-America. The alt-America I envision is driven by a globalist agenda using woke ideology to destroy Western civilization. But I did not originate the expression alt-America. I mean, I did, but I didn't. I conceived of the use of alt-America as I was developing the show and then thought, you know, I better check that. Sounds like something somebody else might have picked up on. And I want to use it to as a way to label the deep state. So I thought I'd do a little research. And I found Alt-America, The Rise of the Radical Right in the Age of Trump. That's a publication that was released on October 17, 2017, just under a year after Trump was elected for his first term. The expression alt is an abbreviation for alternative, and the abbreviation is used in expressions like alt-right to identify a subgroup operating within the primary group with which it is identified, and it is usually at odds with the values and mission of the primary group. The absurdly radical left is in the habit of vilifying their political opponents with such clever contrivances, used falsely, following Alinsky's method of using ridicule to marginalize a group and to undermine their influence. So the people who are in open defiance to common sense, the ragers against the Creator and His creation, Psalm 2, in a constant argument with nature and open hostility against nature's God, refer to those who oppose their rebellion, who desire to preserve America as founded. They call that alt-America, the opposite. when the exact opposite is true, which is, for them, true to form. And then to give their lie some respectability, they will attach to genuine America-loving patriots the characteristics and views that anybody would vilify. But the fact is, truth is stronger than their lies. And finally, it will rise to the surface and drown the lies and the lying liars who tell them. A little play on another example of the same kind of thing from the title of a book by Al Franken. In Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky on page 126, in the chapter titled Tactics, Rules 5 and 13 explain, ridicule is man's most potent weapon, on page 128. And then the 13th rule, quote, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it, end quote. That's page 130. And then a kind of, I don't know, commentator on Saul Alinsky's book explains this rule 13 involves identifying a target, demonizing them, and then polarizing people's opinions on the matter to gain support or to rally support against the target. Now, this quote is a reminder, and this commentator goes on to explain, this quote is a reminder that in politics and social movements, personal attacks and polarization can be used as effective tools for gaining support and mobilizing people. However, it also highlights the danger of this approach as it can lead to division and increased polarization in society, end quote. It's all noted here in my footnotes. But friend, it's time to redirect the misdirection used by evil radicals and call it like it is. Defeat their lies with truth. Trump's followers are lovers of common sense and objective reality. They appreciate and follow an orientation that corresponds to nature and nature's God. People who believe in the values and traditions that support our connection with America as founded. A hat tip to the memory of beloved Rush Limbaugh. The lunatic fringe on the left has become the mainstream of Democrat politics. And they've created an alternative fantasy America that has no real existence except through those promoting the Antichrist woke ideology in service to the globalist agenda. They are the alt-America, a substitute America that they are trying to use to replace America as founded. Fulfilling Obama's dream to transform America, or more accurately, to complete the transformation of America that began circa 1913, from a clearly defined Christian nation to an amorphous Antichrist borderless amalgam of intentionally formed Antichrist values aimed at Christians in order to marginalize them and then to polarize them as the very antithesis of American values by replacing America with their alt-America. This is to position Christians so that, to hold true to their Christian beliefs and values, they would have to go against and be at odds with the government, a government they control. The same trick 20 princes pulled way back in the days of Daniel to manipulate the king into changing the law in order to make Daniel's faith illegal. And in that way, to make it illegal to pray. You know the story. They manipulated the law to make it illegal to pray. So when Daniel prayed, they could accuse him and then force the government to execute him. But the same thing happened to Daniel that is happening today, right now. The princes, as it were, the rulers, the Antichrist rulers in America, who manipulated the laws of our land to position Christians as lawbreakers, to make them out to be domestic terrorists, you know, like what's going on right now in the UK, where they're arresting Christians for praying, threatening even to arrest them for praying in their own homes if they happen to live within, what is it, 500 feet of an abortuary, and somebody headed to the abortuary hears them or finds out about it. It's unbelievable. Now, the party that declares Christ is king has prevailed and taken the place of the party that refuses to acknowledge Christ as king and our rights as endowed by our Creator, and that deny our inalienable right to free speech and free exercise, and these Antichrist liars, thieves, and destroyers who turned the civil sword of judgment Romans 13, against the righteous out from under God, and then thought to, as it were, cast us into the lion's den, are finding themselves facing, let's use another analogy, Haman's gallows, along with Daniel's den. Now, we have a Christian AG and a director of the FBI who has a Hindu background but loves truth and justice, and these will work together to turn the sword of civil judgment back to the task assigned to it by our Creator, and that is to execute wrath against the evildoers and to protect and reward the righteous. Now, some Christians might have some discomfort with the idea that Kash Patel's a Hindu. And here's an article you should read titled Five Things Christians Need to Know About Kash Patel. And it brings that out. I think it's a very balanced and well-written article. We know he grew up in the Hindu faith, and he continues to practice that faith today, so far as we know. There is no evidence he has ever embraced Christianity. However, neither is there any evidence that he is Antichrist. Not all non-believers are Antichrist. Some are lovers or doers of truth, as we'll see. Kash pledges allegiance to our flag, and I suppose when he declares one nation under God, he is intelligent enough to know he's not pledging to a nation that's under any one or a combination of the more than 10,000 gods of the Hindu. I read here that he chants the, how do you pronounce it, Jashri Krishna, whatever. It means victory to Krishna, a major god among the thousands of Hindi gods. And I got a little picture of him here. I need to conclude this segment. So the big news is that Kash Patel has been confirmed as Trump's replacement for the wicked weasel Christopher Wray as director of the FBI. For any who are concerned about Kashyap Patel's Hindu faith, consider carefully and listen to my entire statement before jumping to any crazy conclusions. You know, like I think the Hindi are headed to heaven or some crazy thing like, you know, this nation is founded upon Christ Jesus as God, not Krishna. And I'll pick up on this on the other side of the break. Hold on.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdown. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
Everyone agrees. The word powers in Romans 13 refers to governments. Did you know that the same apostle who told us to submit to the powers in Romans 13 told us to wrestle against powers in Ephesians 6? Check it out. It's the same word, folks. There is a time to obey and a time to resist. In Let My People Breathe, Dr. Jerry Scheidbach explains why we must resist mask and vaccine mandates. Biden's mandates are an overreach of his authority, and we have an obligation to wrestle against these illegal and immoral mandates. This little book of only 140 pages is huge in content, addressing concerns related to masks, of course, but the implications go way beyond the mask debate and touch fundamentally on the limited role of government in our lives and on our responsibilities to it. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with science and scripture might be the biggest little book you've ever read. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media. And we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern light, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. The big news is that Kash Patel was confirmed as Trump's replacement for the wicked weasel Christopher Wray as director of the FBI. That completes the legal team he needs to get things cleaned up there in Washington, D.C. For any of my fellow Christians who are concerned about Kashyap Patel's Hindu faith, consider carefully, listen to my entire statement on this before jumping to confusions, as an old friend Mike Metz would say. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. America is a nation founded upon Christ, not Krishna. The Hindu concept of deity allows them to add any god they might to their shelf. If Cash elevates Krishna above Christ, well, he will answer for that in the judgment. But he has freedom of conscience, soul liberty. The Bible says we are to have no other gods before him, that is before Christ, and that Jesus Christ is prince over all the rulers of the earth, not Krishna, and that Christ is set above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now think about that. This is applicable right now. We're not waiting for this. This is true now, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, Ephesians 1:20, 22. Now, when it comes to our relations with men in this world, I think many of you will be surprised to find out what is Christ's disposition in this matter. I think it's different than a lot of Christians realize. Here's a biblical perspective on non-Christian people serving in Romans 13 divinely appointed government and being described as ministers of God. And let's start with the fact that a Gentile idol-worshipping king, Nebuchadnezzar, was by God called my servant. Our question, is it consistent with biblical teaching for a non-Christian to hold office in a Christian nation? Now, it's not my first choice, just like Nebuchadnezzar was not God's first choice for Israel. But the Apostle Paul said, God will render to every man according to his deeds. He goes on to say, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Now, friend, we know that no one receives eternal life in this way, by patient continuance in well-doing, seeking for glory and honor, and so on. But it is Paul's desire that such men will come to the knowledge of truth regarding eternal life and be born again. Now, that's God's desire also, quote, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, end quote, 1 Timothy 2:4. You see, Paul understood what Jesus taught him while he was in the desert for 3 years, preparing for his public ministry. Galatians 1:15-24. In John 3:17-21, after Jesus explained that one must be born again to see the kingdom of God, he explained that the people who refuse him as Lord do so because they love darkness rather than light. And the reason they love darkness, he said, is their deeds were evil. They were evil deed doers. Jesus said those who do truth come to the light. It will not be a surprise to you to learn there are hypocrites among non-Christians, just as there are hypocrites among professing Christians. Anyway, here is what Paul said about the question before us. Paul cursed all men who are contentious and do not obey the truth. With this, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. Now today it would be like saying he wished indignation and wrath upon every soul of man that doeth evil, and that it would come upon those who call themselves Christians and those who are non-Christians. Every man is in view here. Then he said, glory, honor, and peace, now listen, to every man that worketh good. And then he goes on to say, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. He explains there's no respect of persons with God. He's not going to give you a pass because you're a Christian. With regard to going to heaven and eternal life, yes, but not with regard to here on earth. And Paul's talking about in the earth right now. Now think about this. A Christian does not get preferred treatment before the law. In fact, Jesus warned that if one of his gets crosswise with the law, he will, quote, pay the uttermost farthing. Now Paul's talking about all men. And he wishes good upon those who do good and ill upon those who do evil. When it comes to wishing well upon some and ill upon others, there's no respect of persons with God. Now, friend, I don't know any Christian who does not regard Cash Patel as an honest and just man. The fact that he is a lover of good men, a justice and judgment, truth and equity, Well, that's enough for me to wish him well and to support him fully in his office as director of the FBI and pray with hope that he will come to Christ and be saved. So with Danica, I say, bring it on, Cash. He will be an executioner of judgment upon the evildoer as a faithful minister of God to us all for good. Okay, I have a little bit of time left. Let me use it to speak about RFK's agenda. He laid out his plan for the first 6 months of his service as Secretary of Health and Human Services. He said he will ban the mRNA vaccines. He will ban glyphosate. That's a herbicide used as a weed killer, and it's in some of our food. And he will, along with that, ban pesticides from our food. He will ban harmful food additives that are banned in other countries. He will ban fluoride from our water. He'll ban chemtrails. He'll make ivermectin available over the counter. I love it. Now, I hope he'll add to this that he'll require all meat producers to disclose if they use any vaccines in their meat so people can know. I hope RFK will revoke FDA approval of the COVID shots, and I hope he'll investigate the changes that were made, like changes in the definition of the word vaccine, and then changes in the process for approving shots, and that was tampered with during COVID. Emails show that scientists were uncomfortable with the approval allowing Pfizer et al. To release the shots with zero accountability and very little minimal testing without disclosing the results of the tests. And that the government would then, upon this, mandate these shots without assuming liability, leaving the people hanging. That's wrong. Get it right. During Black History Month and Trump's participation there, he recognized in the audience CEO of Pfizer, and the people booed right out loud in front of God and everybody. Now, Trump's response was very interesting. Let's see where this goes. Pray with me that Trump will not be compromised by his personal and political investment in the vaccine rollout, so that he is not able to see the truth about what these evil people did upon the American people in his name. All right, I got to get going. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net, and send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Available wherever you buy your books. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.